Steve Patterson, you came into today's game knowing that a win against Glamorgan would really push you on towards that promotion in Division 1 at lunchtime. It wasn't looking so great, was it? After winning the toss, putting them in, they were 100-odd for none.
Yeah, possibly not. I think we maybe hoped the pitch would offer a little bit more this morning and probably didn't play the cricket that we've played so far this year. And credit to them, they played well, but I think we kind of regrouped at lunchtime and said, look, this is what we need to do. And we went out there and I thought we were a lot better and I thought we got the rewards for that.
What was said at lunchtime then? Because obviously, you know, the mood must have been a little bit down after not getting a wicket in the morning, but to come back in the afternoon and take the wickets you did do was a fantastic effort.
Yeah, I think sometimes when you know there's so much riding on a game and you're so desperate to win, I think sometimes you can make assumptions that it's going to happen. And I think we maybe got away from the disciplines that we'd shown throughout the season. And at lunch we just kind of reconfirmed that and went out with kind of a bit of a different mindset and knuckled down and got it a little bit better after that.
Wickets were pretty much shared around. Sidney chipped in, Rafa got a couple, Mags picked up his two, but you finished with 4 for 49. It's become a very good season for you in the Championship, hasn't it?
Yeah, it's gone all right. Obviously, would have liked to bowl a bit more, but with the weather we've had, you can't do a lot about that. But yeah, it's gone quite well. And big push now for another week and a half and see where we go.
Well, you've got, by my reckoning, 38 wickets now at 23.39. I think your personal goal at the start of you was about the 40 mark, wasn't it? So you're pretty much getting towards that.
Yeah, well, I would obviously like 50 wickets because that's, I think, the benchmark for bowlers, really. But with the cricket we've lost, it's been pretty tough to achieve that. So if I can just help us win this game and then help us get a positive result at Essex, then I'll feel like it's been a successful season.
Would you have taken 272 all out at the start of the play today?
Yeah, I probably think so. I think maybe anything under 250 would have been ideal, but I think especially at lunch, seeing whether we're 120-odd for none, I think we'd have probably snapped a hand off of that.
And one of the things with cricket is when you take that last wicket, you look at the scoreboard, you see six overs left. That was a difficult little period for Lythe and Rooty at the end, and they overcame that well.
Yeah, it obviously is tricky. It'd be nice if they could have had maybe a dozen overs or so, but it didn't go that way. So you do, you look up and you see it's six and you think it's going to be tricky. You run off and get your pads on as night watchman.
And for once this summer, the forecast is good, so hopefully the sun will beat down on Yorkshire getting a good score tomorrow.
Yeah, hopefully. That's all we've really asked for all summer. We can get a game with four good days of weather and then we back ourselves to do the job. And if we get that weather, then fingers crossed we can do the business tomorrow.